Unmarked African-American burial grounds are scattered throughout Florida. Tampa Democratic Senator Janet Cruz wants to fund and reinstate a 10-member task force to locate and preserve the abandoned cemeteries. I'm Blaze Ganey. In 1998, the Florida legislature created a task force on abandoned and neglected cemeteries. Its job was to review and report on all unmarked grave sites. Members found close to half of the cemeteries in Florida are unmanaged because of a lack of funding. Jeffrey Shanks, an archaeologist with the National Park Service, spoke during a committee meeting about the task force's findings.
There could be as many as 1,500 of these historic abandoned cemeteries in Florida, and that's a conservative estimate.
Shanks says he actively does work to find more abandoned cemeteries. His most recent discovery includes 40 unmarked graves at a Tallahassee golf course. Slaves who worked on former plantation lands are buried there.
This is the fifth cemetery like this that I have worked on in Florida and Georgia over the last 7 years.
And Shanks says while usually unmarked grave sites are endangered by new construction, climate change is also a threat.
In Florida, because we're in the coast here, they're being threatened by erosion. I know of a cemetery right now at a state park near Jacksonville that's eroding into the St. John's River.
Researchers also recently discovered another gravesite under an apartment complex in Tampa.
Not far from here in Tampa are the graves of African Americans who were lost to time and indifference. Across the state of Florida, such cemeteries called lost are being found.
St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Rusan is talking about Zion Cemetery. It contains more than 120 caskets, now built over by a 66-year-old public housing complex. Now, lawmakers like Rusan and Tampa Democratic Senator Janet Cruz want to reestablish a task force. The members will be charged with looking specifically into unmarked African-American gravesites and making recommendations for memorializing them. Cruz is sponsoring the bill.
It's my hope that Floridians who are not provided dignity, respect, and equal protection in their life, nor in their death, will be honored and memorialized appropriately as we seek to fully understand this tragic piece of Florida's history.
The measure also puts aside $50,000 for a memorial at Zion Cemetery, as well as another $50,000 for a memorial at King High School campus in Tampa, where Ridgewood Cemetery was once located. Evidence of 145 suspected graves were found there, with historical records showing up to 250 people were buried there.